Hi there. Azure PowerShell is used extensively in the Microsoft HD Insight articles because it makes it easier to use Hadoop remotely from your workstation. In this video, you'll learn how to install and use Azure PowerShell. Azure PowerShell and many other popular tools can be installed through the Microsoft Web Platform Installer. Do a quick search using that name and then choose to download and install Azure PowerShell. If you're using an older version, I recommend an upgrade to the latest version. Click Install. To run PowerShell commandlets, I can use either PowerShell ISE or Windows PowerShell Console. For this demonstration, I'll use PowerShell ISE. The PowerShell ISE interface has two parts. On the top is the script pane, on the bottom is the console pane. To connect to my Azure subscription, I'll use the Add Azure Account commandlet and provide my credentials. If I have multiple subscriptions, I can use the Select Azure Subscription commandlet to set the current subscription. I can use the Help command to list the HD Insight commandlets. These commands allow me to manage the cluster or run MapReduce, Pig, and Hive jobs. Traditional Hadoop jobs are mostly batch jobs that don't require a cluster to be up all the time. To cut down the cost of using HD Insight, I can use a script to create a cluster, run a job, and then delete the cluster. You can see an end-to-end script sample in the Analyze Flight Delay article. For other HD Insight articles, see aka.ms/hdinsightdocs. That's all for this video clip. Thank you for watching.